from Psalm 145. And this is what it says. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing of your praises. How pleasant and fitting to praise him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. How good it is to sing praises. And today, just before we start worship, I just want to encourage you guys to really come into a place of worship, to really sing praises to God, because he's so worthy, and, you know, get excited, I guess. So if you'd like to stand.
Follow after you every day. I walk covered all my sin.
Speak to us in the quietness of just ourselves, Father, and And Lord, I just pray that you would continue to minister to us, Father, here in this place. Lord, we just thank you for our brothers and sisters in this time to be able to worship together at church, Lord. And I pray that, Lord, we wouldn't take that for granted, Father. So, Father, just thank you. Just thank you again.
Your face, Lord, all I am.
call. And I call, you answer. And you came to my rescue, and I wanna be where you
Jesus. your presence. Rest in this place. Your Spirit, come and anoint us and cover over us, Lord, that we see what a remarkable privilege and a joy it is to be called your ambassadors, and yet we feel so overwhelmed because we feel so inadequate, so unholy, so broken still. But God, we pray that your waves of grace and forgiveness cover over us now, to know that we have been rescued, we have been anointed, and you are leading us forward. You are great and glorious King. So now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of our Heavenly Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit unite us all until we meet again. Amen. Please have a seat. After just a few minutes of personal reflection, we're going to celebrate birthdays.